time to get up. With Martin Bester.
I promise you, some top tunes coming up. I just have to start the song, just like 2 seconds of the song, and every single person will know the song. Coming up for you, a bit of U2. What a massive song. Talking about U2, I found a rejection letter online the other day. I don't know if you saw it. They obviously submitted their music to a record label. This is like back in 79 or something. And this was the letter that was sent back to them. Now, Bono's real name is Paul Ewson, right? So the letter is addressed to Mr. Ewson. Dear Mr. Ewson, thank you for submitting your tape of U2 to RSO Records. We've listened with careful consideration. Does this sound familiar yet? Have you ever had a letter like this?
Never a good thing when it starts like that.
We have listened with careful consideration, but feel it is not suitable for us at present. My favorite line is, we wish you luck with your future career. Yours sincerely, Alexander Sinclair from RSO Records. Well, Mr. Sinclair, they didn't need luck with their future endeavors. They became one of the biggest bands on the planet that was won the most Grammys. And when you say it's not suitable for us at present, obviously success and money wasn't suitable for you at present. Am I right?
Yep.
Like, does that guy not look back at this now and goes, damn it, missed out on that one?
Yeah. This is your claim to fame. Jy het U2 misgekyk.
Yeah.
You're joking. I know people in South Africa in the record industry that will brag about the people they turned down and made it. I'm not even joking. If the industry weren't as small as it is, I would mention names.
Yeah, but the best way to explain that is not even damn it. This Aysan.
Aysan.
Askis.
You're listening this morning to this. I mean, musicians would... musicians. Hey, how many times in your life it's not suitable, it doesn't suit our format, is a famous one. But this is not just for musicians. This is for anybody. Has anybody ever in your life told you that you're not good enough and that you'll never make it as something, and then you prove them wrong? You must have. Alma Smith?
I could actually, October maand,
yeah?
Fail in an audition for a TV show.
Patrien?
Dancing with the Stars.
What? We would have been chummies.
I was in the running to host it. And I didn't get it. And it's actually really good that I didn't get it, because then a few weeks later, you guys called and said, don't you want to come play?
No, so it's not seen, chummies.
And now I'm still here.
You see, it all works out in the end.
And I'm really happy for Tracy Langer. Like, I really think that it works. Like, it's a good opportunity. She's handling it really well.
Okay, well, Alma has to say that now.
No, I'm really happy for her. And if I took that, I wouldn't have taken this.
Well,
so I'm really glad that I had.
It's like the first princess. I'm so excited that she won. You're like,
really,
come on.
Really happy for
her. It's not like
not
that.
Lovely. She's not listening. It doesn't matter. Or maybe she is.
Tracy?
Alma is happy for you.
Yes.
Coming up, share with us that moment where someone said to you, you're not good enough. Someone said to you, you'll never make it. And then you did. Let's talk here about those rejections, like the U2 letter. Drop us a voice note.
Môre Martin en span. Een van my familielede het vir my gesê, ek en my man se huwelik gaan nooit hou nie. Ons is hierdie jaar al 22 jaar getroud en ons is eintlik baie gelukkig. So, daar het ek 'n punt bewys.
In hulle gesigte.
Hi Martin. I start my career as a young engineer and my then boss said, you don't know anything about engineering. Today I'm owning 3 companies. 25 years later.
Goosebumps, man. Love it. Love it. Love it. Dankie dat jy gedeel het, hoor.
Morning, Martin and team. A couple of years ago, I worked for a company that I won't name, but it's a well-known cell phone network company, and I work in logistics, and the ER at that time came to me and said, you're not going to make it. Yeah, I give you 6 months and you're not going to make it. So what happened is the previous supervisor just like resigned and I had to take over from him. Needless to say, 2-3 weeks down the line, we broke the record of dispatching the most orders out of that warehouse, and that record till today still has not been broken. Record of 9,654 orders dispatched in one day.
Yes, stand up. So basically what he's saying is his fault that the market is flooded with so many cell phones.
Thank you, well.
That guy. Dude, thank you, Khadira. That's awesome. Talk to us.
Goeie môre, beste in Span. My boy het my gesê ek is nie goed genoeg nie en ek sal dit nooit kan maak nie en ek is nou al by die maatskappy vir wie ek werk vir 'n jaar vandag en ek het 'n kar gekoop en ek is op soek na 'n nuwe plekkie. So ja, yes. So net daarop hard werk sal jy altyd 'n sukses kan maak van jouself, maak nie saak wat ander mense sê nie.
Jy wys hulle, jy's awesome. Baie dankie.
Hallo, Ekerinde Span. Warren hier. Yes, ek het so tyd gehad man waar ek gewerk het by 'n plek en die eienaar van die plek daai het vir my gesê nog in my gesig gaan yes Warren kom ek sê you know nee jy sou nooit ooit soveel geld maak as 'n IT konsultant as wat jy kan maak as wat jy vir my werk nee en 10 jaar na die tyd bewys ek kom verkeerd heeltemal verkeerd want ek maak about 4 keer meerder geld as wat ek kom
go Warren go
morning Martin my name is Chanel Caddy I was teased in school a lot about my appearance my teeth all of that you know how mean kids are and now I'm a semi-finalist for Mrs. South Africa so show them hey
show yeah. them baby I love it
more Martin so my opa het vir my pa gesê dat hy nie 'n apteker kan word nie en my pa het toe sy eie studies gaan betaal en hy het 'n apteker geword awesome. Maar op die einde is dit nie dat hy hom afgebreek het nie hy het hom meer gemotiveer om 'n apteker te word as om af te breek so ja
tough love Fark partyke dankie jy deel
wake up with Martin Bester on breakfast jy het verseker die lekkerste show ooit op radio Jacaranda FM.